Welcome to Serotare's Daily Reading, an audio summary of Richard Serotare's daily reading lists. This is number 739 from March 11th, 2026. 12 articles today, and the mix is interesting. A big acquisition. Some genuinely thoughtful pieces on agentic engineering and developer workflows. A retrospective on AlphaGo's 10th anniversary. And a concerning picture of tech worker morale. Let's get into it. First, Google completed its acquisition of Wiz. This is the largest acquisition in Google Cloud's history and one of the largest cybersecurity deals ever. Wiz was already deeply integrated with AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud, and Google says they'll continue to support multi-cloud. That's significant because the whole value of Wiz is seeing security risk across all your clouds, not just Google's. Thomas Kurian, the Google Cloud CEO, frames this as moving cloud security from reactive to proactive. Whether the multi-cloud commitment holds long-term is the real question to watch. For now, Wiz keeps its platform, its leadership, and its customer relationships. Second, Andrei Karpathy's open-source auto-research project. This is a deceptively simple 630-line Python script that automates the scientific method for machine learning. An AI agent reads its own training code, forms a hypothesis for improvement, modifies the code, runs the experiment, evaluates the result, and keeps or discards the change. In one overnight run, Karpathy's agent completed 106 experiments. After 2 days, it processed about 700 autonomous changes and found roughly 20 improvements that transferred to larger models. What's wild is the community response. Varun Mathur distributed it across a peer-to-peer network where 35 agents ran 333 experiments unsupervised. Using a gossip protocol, when one agent discovered that Kaiming initialization dropped loss by 21%, the finding spread through the network and was incorporated by 23 other agents within hours. In 17 hours, these agents independently rediscovered ML milestones that took human researchers nearly 8 years. The implication goes beyond ML. Eric Sewell from Single Grain applied the same loop to marketing, arguing that teams could run 36,500 experiments a year instead of 30. Third, the 8 levels of agentic engineering. This is a maturity model for how developers work with AI coding tools, and it's one of the more practical frameworks I've seen. Level 1 is Tab Complete, Copilot Autocomplete. Level 2 is Agent IDEs like Cursor. Level 3 is context engineering, being deliberate about what tokens you feed the model. Level 4 is compounding engineering, where you codify lessons from each session so every future session gets better. This is where things get interesting. Level 5 is MCP and skills, giving agents access to databases, APIs, and CI pipelines. Level 6 is background agents, running multiple agents in parallel on separate tasks while you sleep. Level 7 is orchestration, coordinating agents at the project level. And level 8 is full autonomy with human oversight. The key insight is that your output depends on your teammates' levels, too. If you're at level 7 running background agents but your code reviewer is at level 2, their bottleneck becomes yours. Fourth, plan mode in Gemini CLI. Google added a read-only planning mode to their command line AI tool. When active, the agent can navigate your code base, search for patterns, and read documentation, but it cannot modify any files. The idea is to separate the thinking phase from the doing phase. You say, plan a new feature, and it maps out dependencies, asks clarifying questions with a new Ask User tool, and proposes a strategy before you switch to edit mode. It also supports read-only MCP tools, so it can pull context from GitHub issues or database schemas during planning without risk of accidental changes. There's an extension called Conductor that orchestrates multi-step plans using this as a foundation. Fifth, cost-effective. AI inference with Olama, GKE GPU sharing, and vCluster. This is a detailed architecture post about a real problem. GPUs are expensive and usually underutilized when assigned one per pod. The solution combines three technologies. GKE, Autopilot, handles infrastructure provisioning. GPU time sharing lets up to 5 containers share a single physical GPU. And vCluster creates isolated virtual Kubernetes clusters on top of the same hardware so different teams get their own environments without dedicated GPU nodes. The practical example, a legal research team and a customer support team each get their own isolated Olama instance serving different models, but sharing the same L4 GPU underneath. Sixth, when developer workflow discipline isn't enough. This is a sequel to an earlier piece about hybrid AI workflows. The author's argument, individual developer discipline around when to use expensive reasoning models versus cheap ones, doesn't scale to enterprise. Hundreds of developers making locally rational decisions produce collectively irrational infrastructure costs. His observation from financial services firms: they're pulling AI orchestration up into platform engineering, treating reasoning model routing the same way they treat Kubernetes scheduling and secrets. Management. The developer consumes the capability. The platform team owns the control plane and decides which model serves which request, how token budgets are enforced, and what governance applies. He identifies this as Layer 2C, the intelligence reasoning plane. A missing piece between data foundations and application execution that most enterprise AI stacks haven't built yet. Seventh, 10 notebook LM hacks. A practical life hacker piece. The most interesting tip: notebook LM can now go find its own sources via web search, so you can start research from scratch without uploading anything. You can join your own audio overview podcasts as a guest, interrupting the AI hosts with questions. You can configure each chat with its own personality and customize how it responds. And you can upload existing slide decks as style templates when generating new presentations. Useful if you're a notebook LM user looking to go deeper. Eighth, 10 years of AlphaGo. Demis Hassabis reflects on the anniversary. The piece traces how AlphaGo's architecture, combining deep neural networks with reinforcement learning and search, led directly to AlphaFold solving, protein folding, AlphaProof proving mathematical theorems, and AlphaEvolve discovering more efficient algorithms. The cultural moment is worth remembering. 200 million people watched AlphaGo play Lee Sedol and Move 37. A play so unconventional that commentators thought it was a mistake, demonstrated that AI could find strategies humans hadn't considered. Lee Sedol's own reflection is telling. He calls it a definitive preview of the AI era, proving it wasn't some distant future, but a reality arriving on our doorstep. 10 years later, that's exactly what happened. Ninth, FOMU. The fear of messing up. A Kellogg School piece on why smart people hold back. FOMU is the opposite of FOMO. Instead of spurring action, it creates paralysis. The article identifies 3 archetypes. Perfectionists fear reputational damage and become micromanagers. People pleasers fear relationship damage and avoid conflict. Patient performers fear breaking perceived rules and don't advocate for themselves. The practical advice: recognize that not acting has its own risk. For perfectionists, ask your boss what good enough looks like before over-preparing. For people pleasers, your relationships are probably strong enough to handle disagreement. For patient performers, silence makes others think you're not ambitious. The oatmeal versus oatmeat. Typo Story is a great example of owning a mistake and turning it into a process improvement. 10th, secure error handling in Go. A JetBrains article that's relevant for any Go developer. The core principle is split-brain error handling. Create a custom error type that separates what the system sees from what the user sees. Your safe error struct has an internal field for debugging and a user MSG field for clients, and the error method returns the safe message. If someone accidentally passes the error to HTTP error, only the sanitized version leaks. The article walks through contextual sanitization, using builder patterns to explicitly choose which fields get logged rather than dumping everything, and references a real Kubernetes CVE where service account. Tokens leaked through error marshaling. Practical, security-focused, and specific to Go's error as values paradigm. 11th, tech worker confidence is cratering. Glassdoor data shows positive sentiment among technology workers suffered the biggest year-over-year drop across all industries. Fewer than half of tech workers gave a positive outlook for their companies. The factors, 33,000 tech layoffs in 2026 so far, up 51% from the same period last year. IT unemployment ticked up to 3.8%. The chief economist's take is blunt. Tech workers can see the soft job market out there. They know they have less leverage right now, and that's bleeding into how they feel about their current jobs. For leaders, the advice is to invest in career growth even when budget is tight, because disengaged. Workers who can't leave are worse than workers who do leave. And finally, 12th, bringing database tools to the agent skill ecosystem. Google's MCP toolbox for databases now has a skills generate command that converts your existing database tools into agent skills following the open specification. You define your database queries in a YAML config, run one command, and get a standards compliant skill package with a skill ILMD file and execution scripts. The output works with Gemini CLI, Claude Code, or any framework that supports the agent skill spec. The bridge from MCP to agent skills feels important. These are two complementary standards converging on the same goal, making agent capabilities portable and discoverable. That's 12. The Carpathy Auto Research piece is the standout. The idea that a simple script can rediscover 8 years of ML milestones in 17 hours is the kind of result that makes you reconsider timelines. Pair that with the agentic engineering levels framework and the platform engineering piece, and today's list paints a picture of AI development that's maturing from individual productivity hacks into systematic infrastructure level concerns. Meanwhile, the Glassdoor data is a reminder that the humans in the system are feeling the strain. Thanks for listening.